Hey, a friend, you're now tuned into the Side Hustle Growth Podcast. I'm your host, Kristen N. James, but please call me CJ, Side Hustle Success Coach. And yes, the show name is brand new for 2024, but it's still all about empowering women-identified 9-to-5ers to build confidence as a side hustler so they can go from having a boss to being a boss. If that is you, be sure to join me every Thursday because you're going to get tips plus some of my unfiltered personal experiences as an entrepreneur plus insights from incredible guests. I want to set you up for success as you go from struggling employee to strategic entrepreneur. So prepare to hit rewind a few times or just go ahead and save the episode. Let's get into this week's topic. Heya, 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 friend. Welcome back to the Side Hustle Growth Podcast. I'm your girl, CJ. And today I'm going to be talking to you. I'm going to have a very serious conversation with you about the mistakes you are making in your side hustle. There are 5 very common mistakes. And if your side hustle isn't where you would like it to be, you're not where you'd like it to be, your goals aren't, you're not earning the way you'd like to earn in your side hustle, I can guarantee you're probably making one, hopefully not all, of these 5 mistakes. So buckle up, we're going to get into it, and we're going to keep it real, as we always do around here. As per usual, you know you got to let me know how you are doing. If you're watching on YouTube, comment below, or you can find me on Instagram or LinkedIn at Kristen N. James. Slide in my DMs and let me know how you're doing, especially after you tune in to today's episode, okay? So I want to, without further ado, let's get down to business, because we're talking mistakes. We want to, by the end of 2024, when you're reflecting on your side hustle, you're like, yes, I did that. So you got to overcome some blocks, right? And stop making these mistakes in your side hustle. And the first one is lack of focus. Let's keep it real. We're keeping it real. I said we're keeping it real around here. Lack of focus comes about, you have a lot of ideas. You want to start your own thing. You are might be a creative soul, or you just there's certain things, that certain skills that you want to be able to tap into in order to generate an income on the side. And you're trying to do all these things simultaneously. What I see happens a lot is someone might start something, they don't get the results as fast as they would like to, and then they abandon it. If you want to see something through, you got to give it some time to grow. You got to give it some time to grow, go through the growing pains, the ebb and flow of starting a new business idea. So that lack of focus, you have a dozen brilliant ideas. Every single one of them sounds great. Or maybe you're paying attention to what this person's doing or what that person's doing. I'm like, I can do that. Absolutely. If they're doing it and they can earn income, I can do it and I can earn income. Ooh, how about this thing? I can do that too. And you've abandoned the other thing. There's a lack of focus. And with clarity, you would also be able to identify shiny objects, because you may think you have a dozen brilliant ideas, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to follow through on them. They could just be really great ideas for right now. They could just be part of the process of coming up with something that fits into your life. And you can see yourself growing this. You can see yourself doing it 6 months or a year from now. And it you might end up spreading yourself too thin if you are trying to do too many things, or if you are scattered. You start off here, then you're over there and you're doing this, you're not getting results. And breathe, my girl, and let's get focused on where you want your side hustle to go, what you want from and in your side hustle. Why do you want to start the side hustle? Think about all of that too when you're coming up with these ideas. Like I said, if you can see yourself doing it 6 months, a year from now, what does that look like? Now we'll get into number 2. And this one makes me a little sad. But it's a piggyback on number 1, which is lack of focus. And number 2 would just be putting your side hustle on hold. If things aren't going the way you would hope they'd be going, you aren't getting the results fast enough, you get a little bit dejected or demotivated, life might get in the way. Life gets hectic. Life gets hectic, and your side hustle may not necessarily be a priority. You don't prioritize your side hustle goals. And then you end up putting it on hold. And then what happens with that is you have to fall back in love with his side hustle, if you will. So be sure to go back and check the very first episode of January 2024 and ways to fall back in love with your side hustle after a break. Although I hope you don't really put it on a break. Sometimes breaks are well deserved, but a break should really come with some planning, some strategies. Even though if you're taking a break, it doesn't necessarily mean your side hustle is taking a break, because you have certain things that are working on the back end to ensure a continuous flow in your side hustle. But that is definitely another one of the main mistakes that I see women make when it comes to their side hustle. If you're getting demotivated, if you're lacking focus, you just stop working on it. You're just like, you know what, maybe I just need to take a step away from it. This isn't working. Maybe I made a mistake starting this and you don't want to do it anymore. And I really hope it doesn't come to that. I really would prefer, big smile, you reach out to your girl CJ and let's talk through it, and we can address whatever blocks you're dealing with so that you can continue to work on and in your side hustle. So number three, and one of the biggest mistakes most, if not all, entrepreneurs make, especially in the startup phase, is ignoring market demand. What does that mean? You're failing to understand your target audience. When you say you're putting out a service, a product or a service, and you're saying it's for this type of person, maybe you haven't identified who your target audience is or your ideal client or your niche. And of course, you know, I've covered all those topics here on the podcast. When you scroll back, you can find just this year where I talked about, you know, identifying and really honing in on your niche. If you don't do the market research, if you're not paying attention to what people actually need when you start to show up for them, are you even developing the right product or have the right offer in place to solve their problem? Do you know what their problem is? Do you know what makes you stand out? What your competitive advantage is? Do you know what the competitors are doing so you can identify some gaps and say, okay, you know what? This is what I would do. And I've had enough conversations, or I've made enough observations to know that this is exactly where people, the competition may be lacking. So really understanding market demand, understanding your audience, understanding how you'll be able to make those sales, understanding how and where you need to show up so that they can find you, they're attracted to you, you can generate those leads, you're speaking their language, they're interested, you're creating that need. And they want to, now they realize they don't just want it from anyone, they want it from you. Listen to what your audience really wants. It'll make all the difference doing that market research, paying attention, having the conversations, scrolling around. If you find yourself always scrolling on social media, what are people saying in like the comment sections of someone in a similar industry? What are people actually asking for? If you haven't had the conversations with them, how do you necessarily know that is their problem? So you want to know what their problem is. You want to know how you can offer the solution and the results so you can tailor an offer for them. You know what? If I'm being completely transparent, and I'm always transparent right here on this podcast, I did that when I first started off in my business. I thought like I just need to work with women in transition, and boom, that was it. But there was so much more that went into, because there's different types of transitions and they're in different stages of their professional growth or their professional development. Maybe they don't want to start a business. Maybe they want to work on their careers. And that wasn't necessarily who I wanted to support. I wanted to support the aspiring entrepreneurs. So it wasn't until I really started to pay attention, ask the questions, that I was able to get the clarity I needed on who my ideal client is, who my target audience is, who is in my niche, so that I can create the right offer for them. So conduct effective market research, identify your ideal client, and tailor your offering to meet their needs and their preferences. Number four, and this of course would be a very common one, we're all guilty of this, and that's neglecting time management. You are already balancing a full-time job, and now you're trying to start and run and grow your own thing on the side. So poor time management can leave you feeling overwhelmed and ineffective. But here's the thing. There's never going to be a perfect time to launch or to grow your side hustle. It's all about making the most of the time you have. And realistically, and I talk about time management all the time here on the podcast, because it's a very crucial piece in any area of our lives. Look at the time you don't have available because you have your full-time job, you have your life, there are things you want to do on the weekend, you have your family, you have other commitments. If you're saying you're going to be putting aside 3 hours on this day or 4 hours or 5 hours on the weekend, what are you going to be doing within that time? And is that a realistic amount of time that you're putting aside? Be okay with it being an hour, 30 minutes. Show yourself some grace and always remember to manage your expectations. Yes, you have big goals. Yes, you want your side hustle to grow. Yes, you see the potential in it. Yes, you know that the offer that you have, people need it. But again, you don't want to spread yourself too thin. You want to be realistic with your time management, especially if you're starting off, it's just you. You're in the solopreneur phase. When your 9-to-5 becomes too busy or too demanding and you realize you don't have that much time for your side hustle, or maybe you get home from work after a long day and you're just like, you know what? I was supposed to do an hour today. I just don't have the energy. We have to be realistic with our time management. Consistency is something that I always hear side hustle women struggle with, because they may start off really gung-ho and I'm doing this and it's great, it's going great, it's going great. And then life's all over you, because life be lifing. If you are neglecting your time management, you are not going to be able to grow your side hustle consistently, my friend. And now on to mistake number 5. And this is a big one. They're all big, but this is a big one. Underestimating the financial. Now, you are in a great position. Still at your 9-to-5 and you want to start or grow this side hustle. And you have a little bit of wiggle room if you're figuring out your budget and your expenses. Because a lot of your, especially when you're first starting off and you don't have any grants, you don't have any investors and all that fancy stuff, you're going to be dipping into your own finances. If you underestimate, if you are not properly planning your side hustle, you're not budgeting effectively for your side hustle, your expenses, it can lead to financial strain, unexpected costs down the road. These are all things you can avoid when you plan out your finances. We must be familiar with our numbers, be realistic with our numbers, be realistic with what you can budget for in your side hustle, what you have left over once you've earned your income and you've paid for all your personal needs and you can then budget. Look at your numbers, look at where expenses will be allocated in your side hustle and see what you have to work with from your 9-to-5. Or maybe it will be your savings. Or maybe while you're working at your 9-to-5 and you're earning that income, you put aside a little bit every pay that will go towards your side hustle. But be realistic. Look at your numbers and be realistic. Yes, absolutely. Your side hustle is going to grow. Oh my gosh, it's going to generate so much income. And you see the potential in it. But in the beginning, get familiar with your numbers, because that's never going to change. When you start to make your 3 figures, your 4 figures, your 5 figures, your 6 figures, how many ever figures, you're always going to need to look at your numbers, look at your finances. So get into the habit of understanding your numbers. If you realize you look at your budget, something doesn't fit into your budget right now, okay, plan out and see. Maybe you'll need another 3 months to be able to budget for whatever item. It could be a course, it could be some kind of product or a service that you would need. Get familiar with your numbers. I don't want to use the word failure. I don't like using the word failure. And many entrepreneurs, myself included, will say there's a lot of risk. Entrepreneurship, you look at the definition, it involves risk, and some of it is financial as well. If you know you can fall, you have something to fall back on, you know that you can recover from some big expense or something, there might be something unexpected that comes up. And then you end up spiraling and you end up putting it on hold, you end up, you know, not being able to focus, you end up spreading yourself too thin. And then we're back at square one. That was 5, but you know me, I'm always given some kind of bonus. So I'm going to do a bonus mistake as well. a bonus mistake. Here's an extra mistake for you. This one is something that I always talk about. Lack of self-care. Neglecting your own well-being in favor of your side hustle can lead to burnout. It can lead to decreased effectiveness, both personally and professionally. Be okay with showing yourself some grace. Hey, I did say one of the mistakes was putting a side hustle on hold. If you feel yourself burning out, if you can't show up professionally because you're not taking care of yourself personally, and you need to take a step back, do that. Take care of yourself. But from the very beginning, have a self-care strategy. Take your breaks when you're allocating that time, you're blocking that time to work on your side hustle. You put aside 3 hours, you make sure you take breaks. You make sure you step away from that, your computer, your notebook, your phone, whatever it is, your tablet. You get outside if you need to. You take a walk, you grab a glass of water. And then, of course, there are the bigger things where if you know you just don't have the time, you don't have the energy. I see and I hear it all the time, just in entrepreneurs in general, but in side hustle women. You want to find your own semblance of balance, or as I like to say, just alignment. We look at 12 areas of your life whenever I work with my clients. And the very first area is self-care. The very last area, area 12, and I did this on purpose, is your business. Everything else in between, your spiritual growth, your relationship with your family, your physical environment, how you spend your free time, what do you do for your community? All of that is factored into your self-care, into the different areas of your life. Please, my friend, do not neglect yourself on this journey. We have to find, there are going to be the times when things get super busy, again, solopreneur life, there are going to be the times when it's just like, it's just you. You might miss out on a couple hours of sleep, but don't make it a habit. Understand the importance of self-care from the beginning. And even if you're still in the ideation stage, you're still coming up with ideas, maybe you've started your side hustle, remember your self-care, okay? There you have it. 5 mistakes. Lack of focus. Putting a side hustle on hold. Ignoring market demand. What do people want from you? Find out what people want from you. Your time management. Neglecting time management. Underestimating financial planning and a lack of self-care. So if you have tuned into this episode and this resonated with you, please, I implore you to reach out to me. We can chat for just 15 minutes, a 15-minute vibe check. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what you've worked on. Tell me what your idea is. Tell me what's worked, what hasn't worked. And we can figure out something together. It's just 15 minutes. It's just a conversation. If you have big goals for your side hustle in 2024, that's a year in, right? Yeah. 2024, we're almost halfway through, my friend, and you are not where you want to be. You need the support. You need the clarity. You need the accountability. You just might need a coach. Reach out to me. Let's have a chat. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I so, so, so appreciate you. Let me know which one of these mistakes you're struggling with right now when we do chat. And I will see you next week for the next episode. Bye. Oh my goodness. Another episode is over. Whew. What did you think? I'd love to hear your biggest takeaway. A 5-star review, maybe? And I'm ready to boost your confidence in just 15 minutes. Try me out. Visit my website, kristennjames.com, to get started today. Oh, and be sure to grab your gift in the show notes. Stay encouraged, my friend, and have a sparkling day.